Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And today we have a lot of stuff we're going to talk about. And you know, folks, I know you're busy. I know you don't have time, but you gotta get involved. They are raising the weight, the curb weight on your registration of every vehicle. They're raising it 100, 200 pounds. And you are charged your registration by the weight. Okay, it's so much per pound. And they're claiming that the cars and trucks and vehicles are curb weight at the factory too low. That is not true, folks. It's too high right off the get-go. I'm telling you this is a fact because I have weighed several vehicles. And it's way under the curb weight. But the city, the DMV, will not change it. They said they go by the factory curb weight. So what's up with this? Now they want to raise it another 100 and 200 pounds? Why don't they just come out and say, every car is going to pay $1,000 per year for registration. Then see how many people will register their vehicles. I mean, you're having problems trying to get them to register. And yet they don't enforce it. There's over $100 million to be collected from untaxed vehicles. What's up with this? And the people who are not registering their car know that the city and the state won't enforce the law. The law has been on the law books since 1950 or earlier. That any untaxed vehicle will be towed on the spot and impounded. But they're not enforcing the law. They're making the law-abiding people like you and I pay for it. Now, unless we do something about it and put these jokers in their place, they're going to keep ripping us off. I know a lot of people, you know, that support me in the ethanol movement, tell me, oh no, you shouldn't say anything, just go with the flow. No. Good example is this, folks. You see an old guy getting beat up on a sidewalk. You're going to stand there and do nothing? Yeah, maybe today they do that. But back in the 50s and 60s, nobody do that. Everybody come to the aid of that old man. What's happening to the world today? Is everybody out there for themselves? Oh boy. I don't know. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. If you have a question about your car, comment, whatever. Bad gasoline kills the life of your oil. That's true. Okay? So if you're going to run cheap gas, you change the oil more. Cheap gas, I'm meaning low octane gas. And the only brand of gas that I now recommend is Tesoro. Tesoro is the best that you can buy in Hawaii. The 92 is actually 90. It's actually 90. It used to be 89. It's now 90. Okay? And the 89, the mid-grade, is 87. And the low one, the 87, is down two numbers, 85. A lot of people are buying the cheaper gas, thinking that they're saving money. They're not. Number one is they're beating the life out of their engine. Number two, they're getting far less gas mileage. Why do you think the oil companies lowered the octane? Oh, I'm not supposed to be saying that too. But no, I cannot do that. I gotta let you know. The higher the octane, the better the gas mileage. And that's the reason why ethanol gives better mileage. Because ethanol is 120 octane. The higher the octane, the better the gas mileage. The higher the octane, the cleaner and longer your valves and rings and everything in the engine will last. It's a no-brainer. But who has it, yeah? There is no cheap way of saving money. The cheap way is go the best way. You save the most. Okay? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. Wanda, what's the trivia for today?
How about the same one as last week?
That's a good one.
In 1930s, a publication listed Honolulu's 20 worst intersection. Which one was rated number one?
Yeah, you gotta emphasize, because Wendell Kwan didn't catch in 1930s. In 1930s, it's not today. Anyway, the prizes are sponsored by Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center has lots of good stuff like Degreaser 2000 and Amsoil and lots of other good stuff. Go check them out. They're moved. They're not where they used to be. They're on Kapi'olani Boulevard, a couple doors down towards Waikiki from McKinley Car Wash. Okay, go check them out. Tesoro Gas is the one I recommend. And Premium is the one I recommend. But of course, it's your car. You put what you want. Up to you. I'm just recommending what is the best and what will give you less repair work. Okay? And this other thing about the state. Yeah, I know I'm not supposed to be talking about them, but $900 for a free tow to tow you off the freeway when you're stalled is what the state, we pay as taxpayers. $900 per tow. Whose idea was this to get this tow company to tow cars off the freeway? Was it yours, Wanda?
No. It did Donna Mercado Kim get to look into that?
I don't know. She kept pushing that Prozac or something to me.
No, that's the other stuff. Pro something.
Protenza or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. No, nobody got back to me on that. So anyway, it's a good idea to check the color of your oil on the dipstick. You should be doing that to make sure you have oil, because every now and then I come across people with only 1 or 2 quarts of oil in the engine. And it should have 5. Not good. The work of the oil is number one to lubricate. That's common sense. Number two is for cooling. So the engine runs hotter when you got less oil, right? Number three is cleaning. So you run El Cheapo oil, you sludge up the engine. And you do sludge up the engine with the cheaper gas. Okay, so be careful. Again, it's your car and your Koleana. Okay? The rail. I keep hearing people talking about how much they like the rail. It's because people are thinking in their mind, hey, Wanda's going to catch the rail. I'm driving my car. You think she's going to catch the rail? No way. Who's going to catch the rail? It's the people who use the bus. So what's going to happen when nobody rides the bus? Then the bus takes a hit. They're not going to ride both. Think about it. The cost of the rail right now at this time, in my opinion, is way out of our budget. Whoever is thinking about the rail gotta come down to reality and wake up. This is not going to bring jobs to Hawaii. How many people does it take to run the rail? 200, 300, 400,000? How many people? I don't know. And while they build the rail, they didn't tell you that they're going to shut down the freeways, right? If you don't believe me, go ask that question. What about the freeways and the boulevards and the roads? Are they going to shut it down? And make sure you get the straight answer from them. Not this roundabout kind of answer that most politicians do. Okay? So, go find out. Because I can see people in Kapolei and Eva going to be really upset when they shut those freeways down for 3 or 4 or 5 years, maybe more. I don't think so. Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467 if you have a comment or question or whatever. I wonder if Rob sold his car.
Just wait for him to call in.
Yeah. Because I know somebody was coming from Canada to buy his 57 Thunderbird.
I think that was no-go or something.
Well, he called me and he said the guy was on the way. And supposed to have been here last week, Sunday. I don't know. Well, we'll find out when he calls in. If he calls in. Okay, so electric cars, a lot of people think electric is the way to go. I disagree because the batteries for the cars are made from oil. Okay, and Hawaii is so dependent on oil, it's not funny. Our food is brought in on oil. Our drinking water is pumped out of the ground on oil. So, what's up? What if we don't have any? Then what? What are we going to do? Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. And does anybody out there know why the electric bill is going up, up, up? Do you, Wanda?
Oil cost.
No. You know, think about this. And people gotta think. You gotta think. Okay? You have a business. You have a bottom line that you have to meet. Okay? Let's give you an example. Your bottom line is $1 million. If everybody's going solar, and less people are buying your electricity, your bottom line is going to go away. You're going to have to raise the cost of electricity. Think about that. Let's give you an example. If every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the whole state went to solar, what would happen to Hawaiian Electric? They'd be belly up, upside down. No money. Because nobody's buying electricity. Think about that. Okay, Who's on the thinking pad?
We have Sharky from Hawaii Kai.
Who?
Sharky.
Sharky.
Hey, how's it?
Hey.
Are you? I've been putting your ethanol in my truck now, I think, 3 or 4 consecutive fill-ups.
Uh-huh.
And everything seems to be running all right. But basically, I just wanted to ask you one question. Maybe it's a coincidence. I bought a new truck in 06, and I would think about maybe 4 or 5 months the AC has been acting up. I don't catch the fan or the AC on the bottom 3 numbers, but it works on number 4.
Mm-hmm.
But since I've been putting the ethanol, it's been working a lot more frequently and a lot better. Does that have something to do with it?
Or no.
Okay. It's funny because I've been running the ethanol and it runs good, and for some reason my AC seems to be working better.
Well, your car loves it, that's why.
I guess so.
Okay. Yeah, it's like the people who go to the nightclub, they love drinking, eh?
Well, we won't go there. All right, brother. Thank you, Josh.
Okay, aloha.
Bye.
Okay.
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, there's the chief.
Hey, George.
What's up?
So, George, the communication via email is, he's arriving in the evening on Sunday, the 18th,
mm-hmm.
which means I'm not open for business, you know. By the time, if that's when he's arriving out at the airport, I don't do business after dark.
Mm-hmm.
So, to make a long story short, through a good friend of mine in Hilo, George, who's doing the communicating for me, he and I, we already set up a bunch of firewalls for this guy. We've already researched legally what needs to be done before it's shipped out of the state. And a portion of that I have to take care of. I have to replate. Like, you know, remember I said on air I volunteered my plates to DMV because I didn't want to continue to pay for registration.
Right.
Because I'm not driving the car. It's a stored classic car. So anyway, I have to reactivate that. But I'm not doing any of that until probably that Monday. It's up to him whether he wants to go down the list of or the hurdles that we've put in place. Otherwise, we just flush them out as a, you know, waste time already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just wanted to give you an update on that, that since I spoke to you privately, George, that my partner and I, and he's a really smart guy with the internet and his background of business, that we could legally just set up things, even as far as money transfer, etc. He has to go down that road and be able to be willing to go through those steps before we even are going to consider it, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
that's a good idea.
Yeah, George, I just wanted to give you a heads up on that one, yeah.
Okay. Let me know if it gets sold.
You bet.
Okay.
Thanks, George.
Aloha. Okay,
who's next? Okay, that? We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Cute Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Okay, we're rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob. Feeling happy today, and you know what I'm really happy about?
What's that?
I have a good memory.
You do?
Yep, and I remember when you were running for governor, what did you say you wanted to do? You wanted to run a Grand Prix race.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked about it, and everybody told you, oh, it won't work. No, you can't make money. Well, you know I always compare everything to my hometown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Baltimore ran their first Grand Prix?
You're kidding.
Last weekend. Nope. And I'm just going to read this, folks, and I'm going to make it short. It sold out. 100,000 tickets sold out.
Wow.
And they said the hotel revenues were jumped up 44% over last year's Labor Day weekend.
Wow.
3,000 rooms. They haven't even counted all the money that they made. They're still figuring it out.
Fantastic.
So, I'm just saying, folks, you know, sometimes when you hear something and you discount it and then you put it away in your memory, but I remember stuff. And the reason I wanted to bring this up is, like you're saying, they're nickel and diming us to get every penny they can, and they never look at revenue-making stuff.
That's right.
It's always about where you're working. We're going to take whatever you make. We're going to get as much of it as we can because it belongs to us and not to you. And as long as that just goes, it's just unbelievable.
Well, you know how Hawaii, Waikiki is a much better place than Baltimore. And
yes.
We'll bring more people here.
Well, now, I don't want to be, you know, bad mouth in my hometown, but they're comparing it to, now, Alabama has a Grand Prix, $33 million in 2 years, the city made. And that's not counting what the businesses make. It's just,
they don't want that.
I know, you're right. We don't want ethanol. We don't want this. We want a rail. We got no money. We got no jobs. So we'll just tax you more. We'll raise everything. And where are you going to go?
Well, they just want the whole state of Hawaii to be homeless.
Well, you know, I heard this years ago, and I'm going to end on this. Somebody told me one time, in politics, the government really would like this. They would like you to give them all the money you make, and they'll decide how much you need to live on. So on that note, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob.
Well, so Bob didn't think he had any children, but he has two, Uncle Sam and Uncle State.
He got two kids. Yeah. Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. And the trivia question is, back in the 1930s, which intersection was declared the most dangerous in Honolulu? In the 1930s. Okay. And the trivia prize is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. We buy that fantastic cleaner called Degreaser 2000 and the Zany Clean that is excellent for cleaning windows and stuff. Awesome. And they're located on Kapi'olani Boulevard. Real easy to find. Couple doors, Waikiki from McKinley Car Wash. Go check them out. Okay, who's next?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. I have a question. I went for safety check but didn't pass because the two front plastic light covers are oxidized. They are discolored.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a simple way to remove it and you don't have to buff like that?
There's no simple way. That's not how life is. If you lazy and let it come like that,
how come it got like that? In all my years of driving, I never had that problem.
Because you never waxed the headlight. You have to wax it. Because the elements from the car's exhaust in the front of you is discoloring everything on the front of the car.
But I've had a number of cars, I never had that problem.
The other cars you had was probably glass and not plastic.
Oh,
now we see the picture.
Maybe so then, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so what do I have to do?
Either buy a new one or have somebody detail it and buff it out. It's cost you about a couple $100.
Because somebody told me Don Quixote has something and you just have to buff it for $23.
Go try.
Hey, Barbara had another question.
I did?
She said, she asked if she won the next trivia, if she can give it to Wendell. So I'm wondering, did Wendell put pressure on her for winning the previous trivia?
I don't know.
Okay, thanks, George.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, who's next?
We have Tony from Honolulu.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, George. Thank you for taking me.
What's up?
How's it? My car is a 02 Infiniti i35. Anyway, only just started about maybe a couple months ago. You can smell like something burning, but it only happens once in a while. But what's the smell? So it's like, you know, like when you burn like plastic or something,
mm-hmm.
That's the smell. So I looked under the car, everything. I checked all around the exhaust, everything. There's nothing leaking, there's no paper, there's nothing stuck to the exhaust, there's nothing leaking, it's well maintained, there's 80,000 miles on it, I change oil all the time, maintain it, whatever. There's nothing you can see or visually that can tell something, you know, that smell,
mm-hmm.
and it happens only once in a while, not every day that I use the car. Yeah, it's kind of, I can't figure it out.
What brand of gas are you using?
The highest octane, the 92.
What brand?
Whatever's on sale. I mean, sometimes the 76, sometimes the Chevron, you know.
You know what the octane is on that gas you're using?
I know. I listen to your show all the time, and I know what it is. I know you tell me the best one is Shell, but that's
no.
The food.
Shell is not the best anymore.
Oh, what is it?
Tesoro.
Oh, really? Well,
and Tesoro is cheaper than all the brands you've been using.
The only reason why we go to the 76 and the Chevron, because it's the closest to our house, yeah?
The octane on the 92 that you're using,
correct,
is under 82.
That's right, and I remember you saying that in another show. So, are you saying if I switch the gas, that would probably be the problem?
Well, let me explain. The weaker the gas, the hotter the engine will run.
Okay.
Because it works harder. So if you want the engine to live longer, run cooler, run the higher octane, which is Tesoro.
Okay.
And even the Tesoro cheap 87 octane is higher than all the rest is premium. What's up with that?
So, if I switch to the Tesoro, do you think that would cure the problem?
It might. Try.
Okay. Okay. And what happened to the Shell series here?
I don't know. When I checked it last Sunday, it was super low.
Okay, because I remember in your shows back, and you always said the Shell. And,
not anymore.
Okay, I guess I'll do the Tesoro thing. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay, who we have next?
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Ski.
Hey, you got it right, George. Very good.
What's up?
I'm the trivia.
Good luck.
Well, I mean, you always need a little luck. But better be lucky than good, eh?
That's right.
Anyway, let me think real back, way back. I would say Bishop and Hotel.
Bishop and Hotel?
Yes. That was two-way. Hotel was two-way.
Oh, yeah. I know. Bishop was two-way, too.
There we go.
Well, call us back and try again.
No fair. Okay. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay.
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, on the lens that's cloudy, what do you put on that to get off the...
Well, it depends on how bad it is. If it's super bad, you got to actually do a three process of sanding and wet sand the lens. First start off with a 400 grit, then come down to 1,000, and then down to 2,000. And then you got to buff it out with Mother's Aluminum Magwheel Polish.
With the Magwheel Polish?
Yep.
Okay, so 400, 1,000, 2,000.
Yep.
And then you got to buff it out with that Magwheel Polish.
Yep, a lot of work.
Or to go get a new one that costs too much.
Yeah, a new one run about a couple hundred bucks.
Just for one or for both?
One.
For one. Okay, George.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and I recommend going to the Trot House. Trot House is an excellent restaurant right next to the Ilikai Hotel. Good food, excellent climate, and most of all, good prices. If you're going to Hilo, I recommend staying at the Naniloa Hotel. Naniloa Hotel has upgraded or renovated the inside of the hotel 100%. New tubs, new sinks, new everything. Excellent. Go check them out. Naniloa Hotel in Hilo. Okay? So, if you have any questions, or want to try the trivia, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? 808-296-5467. Anyway, on the gasoline, folks. I don't understand how the state allows the oil companies to list the gas as 92 when it's not 92, 89 when it's not 89, and 87 when it's not 87. How can all this be legal? I don't understand it. I'd like to hear somebody explain this to me. Maybe we're from a different planet. But anyway, it's going to damage people's engines and give you far less gas mileage. Okay? The octane is one of the key ingredients that will give you better gas mileage. Okay? Anyway, as I said, check your tires. A lot of people are trying to save money by not buying tires, and there's cracks all over the sidewall. When it starts cracking, then it becomes dangerous. Okay? So be careful, folks. Life is more expensive than the tire. So check it out. Don't ignore it. Too many people are too busy, or say they're too busy that they cannot check tires. Anyway, you want to repeat the trivia again?
Sure. In 1930s, a publication listed Honolulu's 20 worst intersections. Which one was rated number one?
I take a guess. Ward and Baratania. No?
Call us back and try again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you had a caller. He said that somebody gave him, I don't know, some Meguiar's kit to polish off his headlights, and he said that it was so easy and it worked.
Yeah, it depends on the condition of the headlight lens. If it's just slightly hazy, yeah, it'll work. But if it's super cloudy like Barbara's one is, no. And I know hers is super cloudy. That's why she didn't pass the safety check. Anyway.
Why, you mean to say that makes a difference as far... I didn't know that, for passing safety check.
It's up to the discretion of the inspector. And the way life is going today, where everybody is so happy, yeah, they won't pass it. Because the safety check inspector is the one liable if somebody gets into the accident, claiming that they didn't see that Barbara's headlights were on. So, go figure. Okay, 808-296-5467. Okay, the other thing I had was, I just came back from Maui last night, and I noticed
all over Maui's roads, I didn't come across a pothole. What's up with that? There was no potholes. And Big Island, when I visited there, there was no potholes. But Honolulu, oh God, it is full of potholes. What's up with this? Why is it that we have more potholes than the whole state of Hawaii? I hope somebody from the pothole department would call. That's a good question for them. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Curtis from Kaneohe.
Hi, Curtis. Hello.
Yeah, hi, George.
Hi.
This is Curtis. When I'm mixing my two-stroke motorcycle engines, I mix them with 25% ethanol. Did you say I have to go richer or leaner the jet?
If you're only going 25%, you don't have to touch it.
Oh. Okay. Anything more?
Then you have to, small adjustment, but 30% is still okay.
Okay, anything over 50%, then I might have to.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, small adjustment. Oh, okay, okay.
Did you try it?
Oh, a lot better, a lot better. On my boat, it wasn't idling. I had fuel injection. I think I had bad gas in there. Now it's idling.
Really?
Yeah, it's a 351 fuel injection, and it's idling better now.
Did you put ethanol?
Oh, yeah. I put 10 gallons. It's a 30-gallon tank. So I burned out all the old gas. I put Shell 92. Now you tell me Shell no good now.
I'm sorry.
But no, that's okay, but I'm going to start the good batch over here, so...
On your boat, do not leave the gas in the tank.
What tank that?
Do not leave any fuel in the boat tank. Drain it out.
So leave it empty?
Yes.
Until I'm ready to use it?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because if it's hot, and Hawaii's been hot lately.
Yes. Condensation.
Yeah, it condenses.
Even though I fill it up to the top?
Yep.
Oh.
Okay. Not good. And the gas will weaken in 7 days.
Wow.
So get it out, put it in your car, and go use it.
7 days, that's not too long at all.
Yeah.
Okay, I was told to fill it to the top and use it within a month.
No, no, no. The octane goes away in 7 days.
Okay.
Is that the same for cars, too?
Yeah.
But the cars burn them off faster if it's not fitting.
So you use it. I mean, just take it out. And always put fresh fuel into the boat with ethanol. And then see the difference, especially if you're using Tesoro. The rest of them, oh, I don't even have a word for that.
Is that bad?
Yep.
Okay, now that I know Shell is out, Tesoro is in then.
Mm-hmm.
Which station did you go to, or does it matter?
Doesn't matter, I checked them all. Okay. All in Honolulu, all was exactly the same. Their 92 was coming in at 90. And the Shell, 92 was coming in below 82.
Ooh, that's an engine killer.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, George, now okay. I know now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, so you're saying with the car, you got to use the gas in a week?
You should, otherwise it weakens.
So then, I know you said in the past, it's good to put your car over half a tank, yeah?
Yeah.
But what if a person has like two cars and doesn't use the second car as much? Should they keep the gas low in that car?
Oh, yeah. Put it lower down to quarter.
Oh, okay. So the lower, the better if you're not going to use it, yeah.
That's right.
But what happens about the condensation?
No, if you don't have gas in there, it don't condense.
Yeah, that's why you're saying to put
Right.
Just put what you're going to use.
Yeah.
Within a week.
Right.
So the gas gets old after a week.
Oh, yes.
Wow. That's real good knowledge to know. And you came to that conclusion by testing the gas?
Mm-hmm. We have a tester to test gasoline, and that's what we've been using to see who's got the best gas. This is not something out of the clear blue sky or from the coconut tree. We've been testing it to find out which gas is the best.
So when you tested the Saro 92, it was 92?
It's 90.
Oh, it's 90?
Yeah, it's down. There is no 92 in Hawaii.
So the Saro and Shell, the 92 is 90. But that was the highest than all the rest.
No, only Tesoro is at 90. Shell has never been at 90. Tesoro recently has gone up to 90.
Okay, and Shell is now at about?
82.
The 92 is 82?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, George, thanks for the tip.
All right. Okay, who's next?
We have Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hey, Tristan.
Hey, how's it going, George? I had a question regarding the cooling system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, do we follow mileage or years?
Years.
Years, because I guess over time, it's over time and not mileage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how often would you say we should do it on a car, like an older car?
Every 2 years.
Without, even if you didn't do much mileage, always?
Right.
There's no exceptions to that?
No.
And that's a full flush that you would recommend.
Right. Total flush.
How would you go about this?
What kind of coolant are you using?
The Toyota stuff.
Oh, that's good stuff. Yeah, Toyota has the best antifreeze.
The best? Why? The lowest, like, toxins? Or?
Yep.
Toxicity? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding the system now, would you basically drain all, then fill it up completely with distilled water, and then drain again, or... How would you go about doing a complete flush of all?
Well, if you're using the Toyota Red, I would just drain the radiator.
Okay.
And then cap it up and fill it up again. That's it.
You wouldn't remove the thermostat housing?
No, don't need that. Not with Toyota.
Right, yeah, because the red stuff from the long life Toyota coolant.
Right.
So you would just say drop, like, I guess, empty the spigot there from the rad?
Yep.
And whatever's in the block, let it come out and then refill? That's what you would do?
That's it.
Wow, okay. So it's easier than, I guess, than I was expecting.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot for the tip. Take
thanks,
care.
Thanks, Tristan.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Jack the Joker.
Jack the Joker?
Jack.
Hey, Dodge, Dan. It was a long time. I was on vacation, so I keep on calling. Give you guys a joke for the day. Put a smile on your face. By the way, George for president.
Oh, no.
Hey, you know why Portuguese dead orange juice package?
Why?
Because it says concentrate. Hey, you guys have a good day, bro. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them. And they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the line?
We have Roy from Moanalua.
Hi, Roy.
Hey, it's Anita. Oh, how about, you know, those fuel stabilizers they sell? Would that help their octane?
What was that?
You know, the fuel stabilizers that they sell in the stores, like Bayball or something like that?
What about
would
that?
Would that help preserve the fuel?
No.
No?
Nope.
Nothing will, huh?
Mm-mm.
Oh, boy. I guess they'll, like you said, you know, kind of engineer us out of our cars, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. I just thought I'd give it a shot.
All right.
Talk to you later. Okay, right. Bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Bill from Pro City.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, George. Hey, I got a question for you.
Okay.
A couple of shows ago, you said something about a spark plug, and the best spark plug was the AC, Delco?
Autolite.
Autolite.
Extra performance.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yep, XP, right?
XP, yeah.
Excellent, thank you.
Okay. Next.
We have Jerry from Waipio.
Hey, Jerry.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. No, I wanted to find out where we can get the Toyota antifreeze red. Is it only from Toyota?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yep, thanks.
All right. And the Toyota antifreeze, folks, is cheaper than the Prestone and all the rest that you buy at the store. The cheapy junk antifreeze is more expensive than the original Toyota red antifreeze. So, whatever. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Funny, nobody is trying for the trivia.
Hmm.
You know, but when the prize was K&N air filter, oh boy, everybody tried for that. Hmm.
I know, even Wendell's not trying.
Yeah, so Billy should carry K&N air filters and probably everybody running to his store. Especially if he's giving it away. Anyway. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. And potholes problems, you know, I sure would like to find out. Why is it that only in Honolulu we have so much potholes and really bad roads? What is it with Honolulu? Is it the people? Is it the city? Is it the state? What's up? I mean, it's costing everybody a lot of money. I shouldn't be saying this, though, you know. But, you know, it's not right. Right is right and wrong is wrong. So, you know, teachers, you got to think about your contracts. You got to think about it because these politicians are slimy. Be careful when you do the contracts. Okay, who's on the phone now?
We have Glenn from Kailua.
Hi, Glenn.
Yeah, hi, Josh. Hey, I'd like to agree with you on the Hawaiian electric bill went up because if you go on the side of the road, I mean, all the equipment for Hilco is very new. So if more people are using solar, they got to jack the price up, you know.
That's right.
So, yeah, and those trucks are real shiny. So, they, you know, they're always updating and, you know, getting rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Prius, The battery, is that regular 6-volt battery connected in series?
No.
Oh, it's a big, almost like a...
Okay. Yep.
It's a huge, okay. I'd like to do the trivia. It's Kapilani King, Kapilani Harding, and Wailai, the big triangle that used to be called Market City area.
No.
Try again.
Call us back and try again.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Okay, who's next?
We have Sam from Moanalua.
Hi, Sam.
Hi. Two issues, because this last caller brought up electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
Would you address disposal of those batteries when their lifespan runs out?
You got to turn them into the dealer, and it costs about $2,000 to dispose of it.
Well, the issue, I think, more responsibly is environmental level.
Right.
What's going to happen to those depleted batteries?
That's right.
And then the second issue, I'm sold on ethanol. Maybe you could periodically bring up the complaint or the comment I get when I talk up ethanol, is that it's not good for small engines and marine engines.
Yeah, you know, when they tell you that, tell them what proof do they have. And they want to see proof, tell them, come on down. I have it in the bottle. I have straight ethanol in a plastic bottle with everything in it and nothing destroyed.
Okay, well, they may or may not be listening today, but maybe next Saturday.
Okay.
So maybe every once in a while they might mention that.
All right.
All right,
good
idea.
Thank you. Okay, who's next?
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Ski?
Yes.
Oh, I just had a question, George, regarding the trivia.
Okay.
This thing, this goes back to 1930?
Yep.
So therefore, we've got to think of intersections prior to all this construction that has been going on for the last 50 years.
That's right. Now you're getting smart.
Hey, I'm only a B student. The A student would have figured it out already.
No, they never figured it out.
Okay, you got to...
You got to back up a little.
The box.
Yeah.
Hey, but that was before I was born.
I know. Okay. That's why she brought it out.
Okay, have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay, so. Anyway, you got to listen to the trivia question, folks. You know, Wanda makes it a little tricky, and it's not now, but way in the past. So. Uh-oh. Chaz is telling me, get out of here. 2-minute warning. Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers that called in. You know, you really make the show. But folks, most of all, think of Hawaii. Okay? Think of each other. And, you know, these laws that's coming up, you got to stop that. We got enough expenses already. You don't have to make it any harder. Anyway, take care of each other. Drive carefully. Don't drink and drive. And we see you next Saturday. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding